to leave now simply. Running get it, days of a penitence, I had me submitted. Whoa, man, oh my God, that's hidden. In a trance of a god last minutes, walk through a land in my hands, my woman. Scenes edited in my mind, time's going by, I don't mind. Time's taking away my mind, searching for heaven and fine. In a trance, don't save me, don't need nothing much more, huh? It's time you're gonna learn what I mean. Toss away the stress, yeah, all the lessons I learned. Burning you up till morning. Take a second, then I want it more.
And now for the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 2nd, join the Activities Council to make spring-themed arts and crafts in Hunt Union International Lounge at 8 p.m. On Tuesday, March 3rd, from 12:30 to 5 p.m., donate your used clothes to the Red Dragon Thrift Shop in Hunt Union next to Starbucks. Trivia Tuesday is happening at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater at Hunt Union. Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Hello, everybody. How is it hanging? My name is NJ, and this is my show. It's called The Kitchen Sink. And today's a special episode. Tomorrow is my mom's birthday. So this episode is dedicated to my mom. Hello, if you're tuned in, how's it going? I might stall for a little bit just because I know today is faculty. I don't know that today's faculty meeting day, but usually they have a faculty meeting. So I'll just yap for a little bit, as I do anyways. Happy Monday. Monday so far has been kind of crazy for me, but that's okay. We're getting back into it. I went home this weekend, which was fun. I got to go to a concert, which was really cool. I went to go see Conan Gray, and he was so amazing. And I'm like, wow. Because it was my second time being at like a stadium kind of thing. I usually, like, a lot of the concerts I go to have been very like standing room only, general admission, whatever. But I saw Hozier at Madison Square Garden. And I'm not going to lie, it was kind of a lame concert because he kind of just stood there and he sang. But Conan Gray, oh my goodness. He was like dancing around. He was in sparkly little outfits. Oh my God. I only cried once. One thing I'm shocked about is the fact that, like, he's up there and he doesn't cry. Because I feel like a lot of his songs are like, they're very sad and I feel like they're very personal. And like, he doesn't, he's just singing up there and he's like smiling and hopping around and he's not crying. How does he manage that? Because I don't think I'd be able to manage that personally. But it was amazing. I had a great time. But I drove back this morning. The ride was fine, except there were a lot of potholes and my potholes and like potholes in general in my car. There's like a star-crossed lovers type situation going on there is how I would describe it. My car really, really loves potholes, or maybe the potholes really love my car and like the potholes move so that my car like drives over them. And it's really upsetting and it makes me stressed. So some of the roads on my way back to school were pothole dense, and it was a troubling experience for me personally. But now I'm here, and I got back, and I unpacked, like, my stuff, and then I go on my laptop to, like, do homework and stuff and figure out what the heck I have to do today, and my Wi-Fi was not working at all. Like, I tried turning it on and off. It wouldn't work. And it got to the point where, like, it didn't even show up as an option that, like, my computer can access the internet. Like, there was no way to go in and turn my Wi-Fi on or off or see, like, what Wi-Fi networks are around. It just, like, completely disappeared. But we got that sorted out. So, shout out to Emmy for helping me figure that out. And now I'm here and things are looking better. And we're here to celebrate my mom's birthday. I think my mom, this is probably going to be the best show of mine in terms of music, because I feel like my mom listens to really good music and a big variety of music, I would say, maybe. And I feel like I listen to the same 4 albums on repeat. So we're going to dive in. We're going to start with a song by Better Than Ezra. And I don't know if I want to spoil any of the songs before my mom hears them. Maybe we'll, I don't know. I don't know if surprises are good or bad. But I'm going to start with a surprise. It's from Better Than Ezra. But the song name remains redacted for now. Okay. Have fun. Have a good listen. Hope you all enjoy.
Well, there's a feeling in the air, just like a Friday afternoon. Yeah, you can go there if you want, though it fades too soon. So go on, let it be. If there's a feeling coming over me, seems like it's always understood this time of year. Well, I know there's a reason to change. Well, I know there's a time for us. You think about the good times and you live with all the bad. You can feel it in the air, feeling right this time of year. Well, there's a football in the air, across the deep blue field. Yeah, and there's your first car. Girl, you steal. again. I know there's a time for us. Think about the good times, you dwell on the bad. You feel it here, feeling right this time of year. Well, there's a feeling in the air, just like Friday afternoon. Yeah, you can go there if you want, though it fades too soon. So go on, let it be. If there's a feeling coming over, always understood this time of year. Well, I know there's a reason to change, yet I know there's a time for us. Think about the good times, you live along the bad. You feel it in the air, time of year. Thank you.
Bello, I am back. That was No Rain by Blind Melon. What a fun name, Blind Melon. Prior to that was This Time of Year by Better Than Ezra. Fun songs. I'm still kind of laughing about Blind Melon. Because melons can't see anyway, so aren't all melons blind? Just a thought. Anyways, welcome. This is my show, Kitchen Sink. Today we're celebrating my mom's birthday. Happy birthday. It's tomorrow, but happy early birthday. Happy early birthday. Okay, sorry. I don't usually have a lot of things to say about these songs, but they're not my songs so much as they are. But I feel like, okay, I had my mom make me a playlist in eighth grade that I could listen to on the bus when I was going on a trip to DC. And I feel like both of those songs were on it, which is fun. I feel like there was some fun stuff on there. I don't know. I feel like my mom has really good music taste. So, sorry guys, my brain's malfunctioning today. It's been a long Monday already and it's 3 o'clock, 3:15. Okay, I'm just going to jump back into more music because my brain is failing me. Which song to pick? Let's go here. Okay, we're going here. Yes.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete. Hesitate.
Put your records on. Tell me your favorite song.
You go ahead,
let your head down. Sapphire and faded jeans. I hope you get your dream.
Just go ahead,
let your head down.
You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow. The sky, sunburned and lonely, sipping tea in a bar by the roadside. Don't you let those other boys fool you, follow that afro hairdo.
Favorite song.
didn't. Told me you needed to stay on your own. Spending that time by yourself, all alone. You'll get bored in your house instead of my room. Don't know why. Can we just put on Ramones and we'll try? And I'll kiss you in my car instead of my room.
We are symbiotical. Gonna let you go. I want to get to know.
I wanna go out and see them and start off with you.
Play me another song. I want to sing along. Melodies.
I heard the Hunger Games wasn't as good as the book.
Let's buy a camera and take silly pictures. Yeah. People doing silly things just like us. For when we don't talk, we are simpatico. Don't wanna let you go. I want to get to know.
I bet a crush I never wanted since the first grade.
Play me another song. I want to sing along. Give me a valet.
I got extended edition of Lord of the Rings.
We are simpatico. Don't wanna let you go. I don't want to get to know.
La, 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 la.
Play me another song. I want to sing along.
It's Harry Potter, a wizard, or a dude.
Yeah. That was fun. Okay, we just listened to Instead of My Room by Mr. Charlie Berg. There's someone else on that song, but they're like not like listed as one of the like artists. So I wonder who it is. I'm sure that information could be found out somehow. And prior to that was Put Your Records On by Corinne Bailey Rae. Two songs that I think I really associate with my mom, actually. The Put Your Records On one is big. I feel like when I was little in the kitchen, that music would be playing often. I feel like music is always being played in the kitchen. Unless it's being played outside or in the basement. the basement music annoys me sometimes because my mom will go like do laundry or like work out in our basement, and I can like hear it all the way in my bedroom sometimes because the vent is like, anyways, like my heat vent, I can hear it through, but like that's fine, whatever. The basement music is fun. It's like Strip That Down by Liam Payne is a classic basement music song. But Put Your Records On by Corinne Bailey Rae is a classic kitchen music song, I would say. And then Instead of My Room by Charlie Berg. I put my mom onto that song. Maybe I didn't. I put my mom onto Charlie Berg. So I get credit for that one. Thank you very much. Just kidding. But that's a fun song. And I like it, and so does my mom. Obvi. Okay. We're gonna go into some chill vibes right now, I think is my plan. We're gonna start with Jack Johnson. I kind of was like, oh, let me go for a concert vibe here, because I went to a Charlie Berg concert in Brooklyn with my mom over this past summer. And the drive there was the scariest thing in the world. It was over the summer, so I actually haven't gotten to tell this story on my show. And it's music related. And I think my mom is in a dead zone right now. So she can't hear me. I don't know if that's the case, though. But if it is, or if it isn't, I'll probably get a text that says that she can hear me. But so this concert's in Brooklyn. We had went to a concert, another concert in Brooklyn, like the year prior. And it like took us, I don't know. I don't want to say there's a normal and a not normal way to get to Brooklyn. I'm from Poughkeepsie, by the way, Poughkeepsie-ish. So we're going downstate and like this first concert that we went to, it was fine. It was a breeze getting there. Like it really wasn't a problem. Parking was like kind of evil, but other than that, it was fine. But this Charlie Bird concert that we went to took us like through Manhattan, evil roads, evilness. There was a point where we were like in the middle lane and there were buses on both sides of us. And it was the scariest thing in the world. And it was tragic and terrifying, but we made it. We got to cross the Brooklyn Bridge, which was cool. I had never seen the Brooklyn. Maybe I have. I don't know. No, I don't think I'd seen the Brooklyn Bridge before that. So that was cool. And we made it. And then my mom saw a rat. I didn't get to see the rat, which was sad, but that's okay. And then it was a fun concert. It was kind of funny. It was. I think there was like culture shock for both of us. They like staged the stage before he got up there and performed. And I was like, huh, I've never seen that before. And like, I've seen Charlie Berg before and he didn't do that last time. So I don't know. But also speaking of Charlie Berg, I was just looking at Instagram and he posted like a video. I didn't get to listen to it with sound yet, but it says something about new music. Hello? What? He like just released an album a couple months ago. So that's kind of really exciting. He's kind of my goat. But yeah, okay. We're going to go to some chill vibes now. We're going to start with a Jack Johnson song because my mom's awesome. And we're going to see Jack Johnson like apparently the day before she has to proctor a Regents because she's a high school teacher. And I think that's really fun that she was like, yes, I have to do my job, but also we're going to go see Jack Johnson like almost 2 hours from our house because it's Jack Johnson and he's playing. And why? Yes, of course. We're going to go. Apparently he was a surfer. She sent me a video about this and I was like, whoa, which makes sense, right? Like it makes sense. But like he was like a good surfer. I don't know. That part kind of shocked me. But to get to the music, shall we? This is Sitting, Waiting, Wishing by Jack Johnson.
Well, I was sitting, waiting, wishing you believed in superstitions. Then maybe you'd see the signs. But Lord knows that this world is cruel, and I ain't the Lord, no, I'm just a fool. And I love him some, but I don't make him love you. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I always be playing, playing your fool? I sing your songs, I dance your dance, I gave your friends all a chance. Putting up with them wasn't worth ever having you. Oh, maybe you've been through this before, but it's my first time, so please ignore the next few lines, cause they're directed at you. I can't always be waiting, waiting on you. I can't always be playing, playing your fool. I keep playing your part, but it's not my scene. Want this plot to twist, I've had enough mystery. Keep building it up, but you're shooting me down. But I'm already down, just wait a minute. Just sit and wait. Just wait a minute. Just sit and wait. If I was in
your position, I'd put down all my ammunition. I'd wonder why it had taken me so long. Lord knows that I'm not you, and if I was, I wouldn't be so cruel, cause waiting on love ain't so easy to do. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I always be playing, playing your fool? No, I can't always be waiting, waiting on you. I can't always be playing, playing your fool, fool. We'll be right back.
don't want just anybody. I want you to lie beside me. I'll wait for you to come. I'll be your G, G, G. I'm game and I'm good at giving generously. If you need fire, I am your match. If you got it, feels like lightning and thunder, just like pancakes and butter. We complement one another like a full moon and a fantasy. If you need love, I got your back. If you need lunch, I got your snack. Whatever you want, I'll roll for you. Feels like lightning and thunder, just like pancakes and butter.
That was Pancakes and Butter by Jason Mraz, which to me is one of the funniest songs in the world. I just think it's kind of silly, but in like a really good way. And it's from his album, Ready, called Mystical, Magical, Rhythmical, Radical Ride. So, yeah, we went to see Mr. Jason Mraz on his Mystical, Magical, Rhythmical, Radical Ride tour, and it was really fun. And there was one point where he was gonna sing that song that, oh, maybe he wasn't actually gonna sing the song, I don't know. He has a song with Kobe Collet, right? And he was like teasing that he was gonna have a special guest come up, and I was like, oh my god, it's gonna be Kobe Collet or Collet, Kobe, I'm sorry if I'm saying her name wrong. And it was not her, it was someone I was not familiar with, but that was funny. And prior to that was Where Have All the Cowboys Gone by Paula Cole, which is, like, in my head, this song carries so much nostalgia. I don't know. I, like, it comes on and I'm like, why, yes. Like, it just reminds me of my house, of, I don't even know what season. It just reminds me of home. I don't know. It's like the perfect song for that for me. And then before that was Sitting, Waiting, Wishing by Jack Johnson, which is another one of those songs. Like, I don't know. I feel like this album, this Jack Johnson album, In Between Dreams, is on, or was on, a lot in my childhood. Not the whole thing, but a lot of the songs I know. And so it's just another, like, nostalgia one. Also, shout out to my Aunt Allie. It's also her birthday tomorrow, and I'm pretty sure, if I'm not wrong, the story goes that she brought this album to Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever and was like, can we color match this yellow, please? And I think that's kind of funny. Cool. We only have 9 minutes left. It's so sad. I have two more songs picked out. So maybe I'll... Which one do I want to end with? I feel like it would be fun to... But this is so hard. I feel like there's not a good ender. I feel like I always play a song by Camila Cabello because my mom listens to her a lot and it's really fun. And she has good music. The one song, wait, let me find it. What's it called? Maybe it's the Never Be the Same. I think that might be what it's called. But I don't know. I had no idea that was by her. I remember, is that what it's called? I forget. I don't know. There was a song and I was like looking through her discography and I was like, this is her? Because all the stuff that like my mom listens to that's by her is very upbeat and like fun and dancey. And it was not. So yeah. Let's go for it. This is Don't Go Yet by Camila Cabello. Have fun and do a little dance. Why don't we? Okay, below guys, I'm like panicking just a smidge because I'm like, I feel like the last, oh no, okay, well it's playing. Okay, we're gonna do two more songs, let's go.
Someday when my life has passed me by. I'll lay around and wonder why you were always there for me. One way in the eyes of a passerby, I'll look around for another try and fade away. Just close your eyes and I'll take you there. Space is warm without a care. You take a swim and then you can see. I go to leave but you reach for me. Some say come our way. No matter what they try to say, you were always there for me. Somewhere when the sun begins to shine, I hear a song from another time.
Wasn't the song I originally wanted to play as my second song, but we're on a really big time crunch right now, and the song I wanted to play was 4 minutes long. But it was Take It Easy on Me by Eric Hutchinson, but that's okay, we didn't get to it. I was like, what's another album my mom likes, another artist, what? And then I was like, what's the shortest song I could play? But also I really like this song because I feel like it fits the vibe of my family and my mom and how wonderful she is. So Happy birthday. I hope you have a fantastic birthday tomorrow. Eat cake and be happy. Birthdays are about more than eating cake and being happy. Are they? I don't know. But shout out to my mom. She's the goat. Love you, Mom. Hope you have a fantastic day. You're fantastic, and thank you. I probably wouldn't be doing this radio show if it wasn't for my mom. I feel like she's the reason why music is such a big part of my life, especially like listening music. I play music too. That's separate. But shout out, Mom. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Everyone, call in right now and wish my mom a happy birthday, even though I'm leaving. Thank you. Okay, let me lock in for this outro. Okay, my mom is awesome and fantastic and the coolest woman in the world. She's very kind, very caring, and it's really nice to receive baked goods from her because they're more than just cookies. They were made with love. You know what I'm saying, guys? Yeah. I love my mom, and I hope she has a great birthday. Mommy, I hope you have a great birthday. Okay, period. Okay, I have to leave because someone has a show after me. Okay, farewell, everybody. I hope everyone has a fantastic week ahead. I hope if you are having a bad week like me so far, it gets better. It will get better. Today's gonna end on a high note. Yes, it will, because I have therapy. Okay, have a great dinner. Have a great week. I love you all. Farewell.
Here's my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look.
When the day seemed dark and the sun hangs like a stone, crowds of people make me feel so alone. I find myself on a mountain way up high, trying to forget the way she said goodbye. I walk the streets in a little town far. For a song to break up the night when the nights go on too long. There's a light at the end of the day. Come along, you can go my way. Say the word and I will stay. There's a light at the end of the day. There's a light at the end of the day. Hey. Come along, you can go my way. Say the word and I will stay.
There's a light at the end of the day. There's a light at the end of the day.
Grab that special one and jump into your candy-colored custom or your screaming machine. Cruise down.
And tune into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Where was I in 62? Listening to Wony.
The YMCA is just a starting line. For the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Why is the before work hustle, an after school home, a section of my block, a corner to call my own? With my why, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror and everyone belongs. Find your why. Join today at ymca.org for a better us.